Hey guys, today we'll be reading chapter 19 of the AP Human Geography book, Urban Land Use Models. One thing I noticed is how European and North American cities differ. North American cities are newer, and the center of the city is typically new modern high-rise buildings and structures. In Europe, the cities are usually older, so the center of the city is the historic structures, and the suburbs have more modern buildings. Another thing I noticed while reading is that the cities in the U.S. have much taller buildings than the cities in Europe. Like New York, the tallest building, the Empire State Building, is 1,776 feet tall, and in London, their tallest building is only 1,016 feet tall. This is also shown how in Chicago it's 1,451 feet tall, and in Paris it's 689 feet tall, and in LA it's 1,018 feet tall, and in Madrid it's 817 feet tall. This shows that the way the buildings are in the U.S. are just a lot taller than the buildings in Europe. I believe as the world continues to modernize, there will be more high-rise buildings out in the suburbs. In class, we talked about how in Latin American countries, it's typically a primate city with favelas on the outskirts. In the book, it talks about how Latin American cities contain favelas or barrios, which are neighborhoods where extreme poverty, homelessness, and lawlessness are common. And we talked about that in class with the city of Sao Paulo in Brazil and how they were trying to change the situation from having such a big area of favelas into a smaller space. If I were to make a book cover for this chapter, it would have sort of like a map, but like one city and it has a circle, so like the concentric zone model. And for the central business district, it would have skyscrapers. For the transition zone, it would have like still lots of high rises, but not quite as big. For the low cost residential, it would be a bunch of apartments. For moderate cost residential, it would be like houses, like suburbs. And then for the commuter zone, it would be tons of houses, just like neighborhoods. Modern cities require modern updates to keep up with the big changes.